This is Jeff Carmack reporting on Arts and Cultural Heritage for KVSC Radio. And normally, if you talk about cultural heritage and sports in Minnesota, you're going to think hockey. Well, there's a new sport coming to town. It's the fastest growing sport in the United States, and it's played by women. The sport is roller derby, and these days it's a far cry from what it was back in the 60s and 70s. With women strapping on skates all over the country, it was only a matter of time before this unique and empowering sport came to St. Cloud. The women who do roller derby come from a wide cross-section of our community. Many of them are mothers, and all of them are in it for the fun. So over the next half hour or so, we're going to talk with members of the St. Cloud Area Roller Dolls, otherwise known as the Scar Dolls, as they practice and prepare for their first home bout on Saturday, September 8th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Bernix Arena up in Sartell. The name of the event is The Scar Dolls Present In Pink We Trust, Support the Bust, which is also a fundraiser for breast cancer. So put on your helmet and strap on your wrist guards as we meet the ladies who make up the Scar Dolls.
I'm Dita Von Payne, and what brought me to roller derby, I'd seen the Minnesota Roller Girls play, and I thought it looked like a lot of fun. Wanted to give it a try myself. I was kind of tired of running and thought I'd try something new with my athleticism.
Nice.
My name's Manic Bombastic. I basically just heard it through a friend. They seen the flyers out for the first meeting, told me, you know, hey, you seem to have a personality, you'd really like that. I'm like, sweet. Like, I knew what roller derby was. You know, I've seen a few of the things from back in the day, and just like, I'll give it a shot. Came to the first practice and pretty much fell in love.
Right on. So what are the basic rules of roller derby?
Well, basically there's two teams on the track at once. There's each team has one jammer, and there's the point scorers. And then you have four blockers, one of which is called the pivot, who kind of sets the pace for the team. It's the jammer's job to try and get through the pack and pass all of the opposing blockers. And it's her team's blocker's job to try and make holes or paths for the jammer to get through by hitting or, you know, positional blocking to try and get their jammer through. And of course, it's a lot of offensive, defensive playing at the same time, but it's a lot of fun. You get a point for every blocker that you pass, and
extremely physical.
It's very, very physical. It probably doesn't look like it at first, but did. But
I actually said to her, I'm like, should we go talk to him? Because I said we're the broken dolls because we both have shoulder problems right now. So,
yes, we are. True testament of how physical it can be.
What have you noticed about the dynamics of the people who are here or are participating?
It's a huge cross-section. I mean, I'm a financial planner. We have nurses. We have...
I'm an administrative assistant.
We have people in marketing. We have
banking. I mean, it's stay-at-home moms. It's all sorts of people. I mean, there's not really, I mean...
And we do have a lot of moms.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Most of us, I think, are actual moms. Not all stay-at-home moms, but a lot of us are moms. So
I'm going to hear kids here right now. You know? It's kind of a funny little thing. It's like, it is a family-friendly thing, even though, you know, people are... But yet, at the same time, think about football or hockey. What is there a difference?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. It's... Well, because my daughter loves it, and she wants to come to all of our bouts, and, you know, and everybody's like, well, don't you think it's kind of violent for her to watch? Not really. What is the difference between watching football and watching us? We have all of our safety gear on. We take our precautions. We have, you know, people who know medical stuff, just like any other sports team. So
there you go. There you go. Well, thank you much.
Thank you.
My name is Dominatrix. I came to Derby just off of a fluke, off of going to an informative meeting. driving home and calling my husband and saying, I'm joining roller derby. I hope you don't mind. So it's a good outlet. I love it.
I'm Mia Capricious, and I saw a sign up at the gym because I have worked out just doing weights forever, and I thought this would be a good like cardio workout and something completely different, and it is. It really is. It's great.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, what exactly do you guys find so fun about roller derby or the different aspects, I guess?
For me, it's I get to hang out with a whole bunch of girls, which I have three kids at home, so being with adults in general is always a fun thing. But it's exercise, which I know I need, and, you know, it's completely not mainstream compared to, you know, your volleyball, soccer, stuff like that. And that's just kind of a person that I am and have been since I was younger.
You know, and this is just a mix, such a mix of women. There's, you know, nurses and teachers and students and all kinds of moms. You know, there's everybody here, and they all have their own strengths. And it's just really an eclectic mix of people. And it challenges you in ways that you just never thought you could do some things because you're too tired and you're too slow and you're too old. And all of a sudden practice is over, and you're just like, yeah. I'm just giddy when I'm done with the practice because I survived another one. It's fun. It's very physical, and it's a very supportive environment, too. Nobody makes fun of you if you're too slow or if you fall down. I mean, they're just very encouraging. It's real cool. Yeah, we do drills. Our coach is here. He'll put us through drills and skills. This is the first time we've skated on this floor. We have our bout coming up on September 8th here at Burnix. So I think it's a good practice for us to skate here. A lot of the girls haven't skated on this floor, or, for instance, I've never skated on another floor other than our skate and place practice floor. So it's really nice to get out here and just get a different experience. But, yeah, what you're seeing is what we do. We do drills. We do laps. We do stretching. We keep busy.
And it's always something different. Like, we could even do the same drill, but because of how you're feeling that day, it could be completely working different muscles, or, you know, you're learning something new every single time you're at practice, doing the same drill or doing different drills.
Nice.
I myself think it's awesome that there's something in this area that hasn't been, I don't think, ever. So it'd be nice to, you know, maybe get a couple home teams, you know, get enough people here, maybe get a men's, you know, roller derby team going.
It would be nice to see it grow to the point where, first of all, we have enough people to have a couple different teams, travel teams, home teams, all different levels to practice. And then I would like to see it get a little more generally accepted when people, as soon as you tell someone you're doing roller derby, they think you're out there just hitting people. It is a sport. There's a strategy. There are rules. It is very structured, and it's very disciplined. But the general public doesn't know that yet. So it'd be nice to be able to get people excited about it and, you know, get some of those misconceptions taken care of and just get everybody involved. It'd be cool.
Derby nowadays isn't your 1970s WWE jumping, brawling, throwing elbows roller derby. It's actually full contact, full physical endurance.
There's rules, and you have to abide by them. And you want to play fair, and you want to play clean, and you feel good about it. It's great.
It's fun.
It's just a different crowd of people, and you come and you do your derby, and you have that in common, and then everybody kind of goes and away and does their own thing, and then you see each other again on Wednesday or Sunday, you know. So
come check us out, you know, if you have any misconceptions or you just want to see it. You know, come check us out. We're ready and willing to have people just take a peek. And
yeah, we'll help you out. We'll get you suited up and get you some skates and get you on the floor.
You'll love it.
Awesome.
I'm Loki Charm, and I was totally obsessed with the Minnesota Roller Girls for a few years, and then some girl came into my work downtown and was like, we're starting a roller derby league, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm there, and then I went.
Cool.
My name is Harmony Scandal, and I have a friend that was doing it in California, and I was all jealous that she was doing it, and she happened to be friends with somebody on the Skardal team, so she hooked me up, and I've been hooked ever since.
Nice. You guys getting pretty excited about the first bout then?
Yeah, it's super exciting being able to be in front of our family and friends instead of other people's family and friends is really exciting. Super cool.
Nice. So you guys have had one away bout so far, is that correct? Or
we've had two official bouts, and then a lot of our girls have been to like mixers and stuff like that. So we've got some good experience on the team.
I think that we've talked about doing a junior league, which would be really cool to get some younger girls started in it. It's an awesome athletic activity, and it really makes you work on teamwork and working with people that maybe you wouldn't work with, you know, in the general life. So I think that's something that we're looking forward to hopefully doing.
And I see our team becoming much more competitive, and hopefully we'll have multiple teams soon. Instead of just one travel team, we're going to have home teams, and so we can have more exhibition bouts and have a lot more fun. And
going to the Olympics.
Yeah, that's obviously gonna happen.
You never know. Yeah, you never know. People think that this is staged.
In the 70s,
it was very like WFC or whatever that wrestling.
WWF.
Yeah, it was all like
scripted. So they would tell you like you have a, you know, a not an alliance. What's the opposite of alliance?
And then arch enemy.
Arch enemy, a nemesis. So you'd have a nemesis on another team, and they tell you to like fight, but not how to fight. So, and like they'd, one team was always slated to be the championship team, and yeah, the bad guys against the good guys. So a lot of people still think it's like that, or that we can punch each other in the face and trip each other and do all sorts of nasty moves, and it's
our
not like that.
And checking is like very regulated, like hockey too, so that we have all those penalties for high blocking and...
Yeah, if you're nasty, you get knocked out of the game.
You can get expelled, and you can get kicked off leagues if you get expelled too many times. Hardcore.
So it's
or
not...
ejected.
Yeah, ejected.
Not expelled. That's school.
Yeah.
You get a lot more speed on the bank check, but the rule set has changed a lot, too, since the 70s. Like,
they're really expensive, too. The bank tracks are insane.
Like, I heard they were like 40 grand.
Yeah, we'd never be able to afford one.
We just have to buy tape.
It's a lot of cookies to sell to get a bank track. So, and I think there's a lot more injuries. It's a lot more unsafe on a bank track.
Which makes it more exciting. Hint, hint, sponsors.
Oh. Yeah. Taking our change jar.
Nice, nice.
It's super exciting, and we're always recruiting, and it's awesome, so everyone should come play with us.
Even if you can't skate, we'll teach you how.
And volunteer.
Or be a ref. Or a cheerleader.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
I am Hexus, number 51X, and I didn't make the informational meeting the very first time, but I heard about the first practice, and I was there. I just knew it was something I wanted to be a part of. Yeah, watching a lot of YouTube clips. I didn't get to go see anything live early on, but the YouTube clips were really all that I took. It made me, I mean, I knew that I wanted to be a part of something like this.
Cool. Well, why do you think it's so fun? I mean, what is so fun about it?
It's complete empowerment for females. You get to be sexy. You get to hit other females. I mean, within a rule set, obviously. You get to be a whole different version of you. It's you, but a side that people don't see every day. Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old, so that's what I do during the day. We have people who are in law school. We have people who are... web designers, we have a doula on our team, all sorts of different positions. I mean, it's everybody. It's you meet people here that you would never encounter in your normal life.
Okay, so you're one of the team captains. How do the teams get chosen?
Right now, it's kind of everybody that comes to be a part of the team gets to be a part of the team. Once we have bigger numbers, then we will have a draft. And probably 2 separate home teams that you can be drafted to. Right now, our travel team is just basically girls that have the skill level at this point. Eventually, it will become more elite as we have the skill and the experience coming in.
Gotcha. If somebody wanted more information about maybe trying out or something like that, how would they go about doing that?
You can go to Scardolls at, I believe, squarespace.com, and that's our team website. And that will give you all of the emails for whoever you would need to contact. As far as joining the team, you can email recruiting@scardolls.com. That will go right to our recruiting head and then get you all the information that you need as far as equipment for the first practice, other things that you should know about the sport, pretty much just everything you need to know before you walk into it. We always, requirements are helmet, mouth guard, elbow pads,
knee pads and wrist guards, and then the quad skates, of course. But you can't step out onto the floor unless you have all of the equipment, safety first. So.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC, and in today's news feature, we're talking with the Scar Dolls, St. Cloud Area Roller Derby. Brand new to the community, their first home bout and breast cancer fundraiser is going to be Saturday, September 8th at 7 p.m. at the Burnix Arena in Sartell. And now back to the conversation with some of the ladies that make up the Scar Dolls.
My name is Rhoda the Riveter, and I am here for practice for the Scar Dolls.
I'm Aries Affliction. I'm also here for practice and to be on the radio.
Yeah. So what drew you guys to roller derby?
I first saw my first bout in October of 2010, and I went, and I loved it, and I had to do it, and therefore I put my first skates on ever at the age of 28, and been skating since then, getting involved as much as I can.
Awesome. How about you? What drew you?
I actually watched my best friend play down in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for the Cedar Rapids Roller Girls and fell in love with it, but that is way too long of a commute for me. 6 hours is a little much one way. So I waited for something to come up here, and I strapped my skates on at a number that shall not be mentioned, a little older than 28, and have been skating for about 10 months and love it.
Okay. You'll get women who play that you just would never, ever imagine that they have any kind of aggression in them whatsoever, but I think this is our outlet for a lot of girls. Twice a week, get to come, and not that we like just hit people, but it's okay to hit people. It's fun, you know? So.
And you don't have to say you're sorry.
Right.
It's kind of expected. Yeah. So we're at Burnix Arena here. Where else are you guys going to be skating around town? Is it pretty much going to be here or maybe down at a skating place, or do you guys know that?
We practice at the skating place. We'll hold some recruiting events there now and then. August, what is it? September 13th?
I don't know the answer.
We have a date. That's a recruiting event at Skate and Place. Otherwise, this will be our home belt place.
Cool.
Over the summer.
Oh, very, very cool.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. We're working around the hockey schedule. Otherwise, derby is stereotypically a winter sport. But because this is a huge hockey environment, hockey city, we end up having to work around them. So we're going to be doing a summer season for roller derby up here.
Cool. Do you guys worry about getting injured or anything like that?
I have not gotten injured yet. It does cross your mind, but while you're out there playing, it's so much fun that it's really, truly the last thing on your mind. Usually the only time it crosses your mind is when somebody's laying on the floor the day after practice that somebody got hurt, and you're kind of like, But I just love it so much it really doesn't cross your mind. And we teach how to fall safe, how to skate safe, and we don't let you have any contact until you're ready. And you have to pass skill sets and tests, and so you're pretty ready by the time you actually get out on the track and are ready to hit.
Part of the risk. I mean, it's a full contact sport on wheels. People, you know, that's part of it. You're going to get little injuries and bruises, and people wear their bruises like badges, so it's okay.
Yep. So how fast do you guys get going out there? Do you know?
I don't know. I guess there's a skill that you have to pass that's 25 derby laps in 5 minutes, and that is around 10 miles an hour if you can do that. There are girls that go quite a bit faster than that, though, because her and I barely make the five-minute mark. So the little girls can do it, 419, 420, so they're going a little faster than 10.
Cool.
My name is Carola Shekel. I play with the Scar Dolls. I'm also a co-captain, and I started playing roller derby about 3.5 years ago. My cousin played, and I was watching it and waiting to turn 18 and waiting to turn 21, and I played with the previous league, and then found the Scar Dolls, and I'm here with them now.
Cool. And so your role with the team is as one of the captains. How many teams are there?
Right now there's one. There's just the St. Cloud Area Roller Dolls. And I am a co-captain with Hexus. She's our other co-captain. So there's just one. We're hoping to branch out into two home teams, and we'll have our Scar Doll traveling team. But we're getting some more members and waiting to do that.
Cool. And so this is... It's kind of a nonprofit thing, isn't it? I mean, how is this all organized?
The Scar Dolls are run by the skaters for the skaters. We are a nonprofit. We work with a bunch of different charities. We're sponsored by local businesses. This September bout, we will be partnering with Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and that's how we get our non-for-profit status. And each month we're going to pick a different charity to do our bouts with.
Cool. Somebody wanted some more information about the Scar Dolls. How would they go about going about that?
If someone wanted more information, you can find us on Facebook at Scar Dolls. We have a recruiting email if you're interested in roughing or skating or volunteering. We're up and coming with our website. That should be done, hopefully, relatively soon. And then always talk to your local roller girl. A lot of people have started seeing us out and about and started talking to us, so it's really cool. I think roller derby is just, it's such a hodgepodge of personalities, and working with such amazing independent women, the bonds we create with each other are like none other. The community is just amazing, and you get to go out there in roller skates and hit people, and it's just really fun. It's just an adrenaline rush to put your skates on and play with your team. They're a really good group of girls. I've been injured a lot. It's definitely always something that you think about it. You know it can happen, but you really, it doesn't hit you until it happens to you or it happens to your teammate. We had a girl dislocate her ankle and break her tibia and fibia right in front of us at a practice. So it's always something that you think about it. Being injured a lot, it happens, but you just try not to think about it. I just really hope people come to the September 8th bout and check us out. We really like this community, and it's just a really amazing thing to be a part of, and I'm really grateful to be here with all these girls.
My name is Lola Frequency, and I'm a blocker for the Scar Dolls. I also serve on the board as the communications board member.
Oh, cool. And it appears you're not on the rink today. Do you feel like telling us a little bit about that?
I got into this cat fight at the after party. No, I hyperextended my knee during a bout. Just fell on it wrong, so hopefully I'll be up and going in a couple practices.
That happens here and there. And I guess they were saying that you've actually got some family members involved with the team.
I do. They won't go away. Oh, my gosh. Both my sisters, Alvita Slayen and Evolution, play for the Dolls. And then my mother also joined. And her name is To Be Determined, but we've started calling her Nacho Mama because she's everybody's mama here.
Well, it's something I was talking to others about. This is kind of a family-friendly thing. It's just like sports. It's like, you know, just like sports, duh. It's kind of, you know, it's just like football or hockey.
Absolutely. Once people get over the whole idea that they have in their head that it's a whole bunch of, like, loose, like, hard-hitting, drinking, pierced, loose women getting together, they realize that it's all about the empowerment of women, and there's really room for leadership within the sport. So there's a lot of positive attributes to it as well as the physical exercise, the camaraderie, it's benefited my life in so many ways.
Well, yeah, there's been really an explosion of roller derby over the last 5-6 years all over the country. Do you know how many teams there are, or how many leagues there are off the top of your head?
I can't remember. I want to say that there's over 11,000 leagues, and there is a couple leagues added monthly nationwide. But yeah, it is pretty much the fastest growing sport in the world.
Well, it's actually not that tough, because I mean, you've got a hockey rink and hockey rink without ice, and then there you go.
Absolutely, and I think that was what led to the big boom in flat track derbies, because bank track derby was really expensive. You had to have a bank track, you had a place to keep it year round, and flat track you got some tape and, you know, you got a whistle and you got a game. So, and the other really great thing about derbies, if you want to get involved, there's room for everybody. If you don't want to be a skater, you can be a ref. If you don't want to put on skates, you can be a non-skating official. If you don't want to do that, you can volunteer in many other ways. I mean, everyone out there's a room for them in derby. If you want to DJ, you want to do scoreboard, you want to, I mean, even be a coordinator. There's room for everybody.
What's the season look like?
I do believe that we are still trying to parse out a few dates. We're trying to alternate months home and away. September 22nd, which is like 2 weeks after our home bout, we're going to be in Rochester with the Med City Mafia. I do believe we'll be playing the Babe City Rollers here soon. And a lot of things is just developing, because the other really lucky thing about when we decided to organize, also New Ulm, the Goose Town Roller Girls organized, Med City Mafia in Rochester organized, the Mankato Area Derby Girls, I think, Mad Girls organized, so there are a whole bunch of other new leagues that are the same age as us who are getting ready to start bouting just like us, so we're all kind of in this together and waiting to put our schedules together.
Nice. What does a regular practice usually entail? What does everybody go through?
A lot. The great thing is that before you can learn to skate, you have to learn how to fall. You need to safely learn how to come down on all fours and get back up again without hurting yourself. So there's a lot of getting knocked over and getting back up. Right now they're practicing stops. We have plow stops, we have tee stops, we have tomahawk stops, and we have hockey stops. So a lot of ways to get back into the game and to control yourself as a skater, which contributes to the fast-paced nature of the game. Then we also work a lot on endurance and agility. We do a lot of cross-training, a lot of circuit training, a lot of things that you'd find in any other sport or at the gym. We just happen to do it with skates on, which turns out is really good counterweight for plyometrics, which kind of suck.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Anything else you want to throw out there about roller derby or anything in general?
Just the completely fanatic point that it's changed my life and I love everything about it, and I think that everyone should check it out.
Been hearing that a lot. Yeah. Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Well, my full name is Purgatory Punisher. Actually, my wife found this and started playing it. And after about a few weeks, I decided to come and check it out and see what it's about. And I found out they were looking for refs. And I decided to strap on a pair of skates and give her a go and end up finding a real huge passion into it. It's a pretty good time. It's one way to actually have a hobby, to do something, and you actually get in shape at the same token. Mm-hmm. And meet a lot of very cool people all over this state so far. As far as rules go, everyone should know the same rules. But as a ref, you're trying to see so many different things at the same time. You got to be able to watch, depending on what position you are as a ref, you need to be able to watch the whole pack as a whole, but individual people as they're doing fouls, and be able to call them, verbal, physical, and the whistles all correctly.
Well, what are some examples of some of the different fouls or some of the things that you got to deal with?
High blocking, which is, in other words, for hitting to the head. Low blocking, anything below the knees. Back blocking is probably one of the biggest ones, where either skaters are coming up way too fast and they'll just barrel right into someone's kidneys or in between their shoulder blades. All big fouls, and can actually get pretty good injuries on it. And cutting track, and that's where they will actually try to go inside of the track lines and advance their position by cutting through the track. Those are probably the two major penalties that people get called on repeatedly. And elbows.
So let's see, what other kind of like volunteer opportunities are there with the teams?
We have a lot of non-skating officials, NSOs, where they're either sitting, we have like in two corners, someone that sits there and keeps track of what the refs are calling for penalties to make sure they get to the main board where the main people are documenting everything and penalties. So there's penalty tracking, there's people that can run stopwatches for the penalty box. And then the main scoreboard and announcers. But generally it's nice to have about 6 to 9 NSOs at a game.
Are you guys still looking for more help, do you think?
Yes, we would take many. There's a lot of people that do volunteer, but they're not able to be here all the time. And we are short on ref and NSO staff right now, so we're looking for skaters and non-skating volunteers right now. Mm-hmm. And it's for all ages.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed. There's kids everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We have people that are from their late 50s all the way down to their 18 as refs and then 19 for skaters. But we have them at all ages in there.
Well, right on. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, more information on the St. Cloud Area Roller Dolls and their first mixer in Pink We Trust, Support the Bust, on Saturday, September 8th. At the Burnix Arena in Sartell, can be found online at www.scardolls.com. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting on arts and cultural heritage for KVSC News. And this report was made possible by funding through the Minnesota Legacy Amendment and the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.